Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This inner brew at DriveCentric's DC20 has been brought to you by our friends and partners at MXS Solutions, Fixed Ops Digital, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, Shop Smart Autos, and VinQ. If you want more brews or you want to find out how to partner with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew! What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's Fred Lennart, subprime hero.
And we are Brewing Solutions at the DriveCentric headquarters in marvelous St. Louis. And we got a cool power couple right here for us to brew with. We have the one and the only Mike and Sandra Rooney. Yes, welcome to the party.
Oh, goodness gracious. So every time we turn the corner, you have to get these two on your show. They're such a dynamic duo, right? They're fun, for one. I saw you all, got to meet you. I actually got to talk to you a lot last night. You were having so much fun with your friends. I didn't have a chance to really get – I didn't want to interrupt, but we had a great conversation. But after hearing how you even spoke about her, I just knew that this was going to be amazing. Even how you guys met, how you went in and closed them on getting a salesman license. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff that we could talk about on that.
But some stories.
But it's amazing to see the connection and then to see the rise of the power couple that I see between, right in front of us right now. And the energy. We had a great conversation before we went live that I wish we were live on. We were dropping some life nuggets all over the place for people to grab. And no, seriously, you two, thank you so much for your time on the show today. I know how busy this is. There's a lot of information to get. Your time is valuable. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. It's our pleasure to be here, man.
Awesome. Being that you are here, to our audience that may not know you, please tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from, what dealerships you're at, because, folks, this is quite an interesting anomaly. We have a husband and a wife that are competing dealerships.
Two different stores.
You understand?
Come on now.
This is very interesting, very cool dynamic. Can't wait to lean into this a little bit more. Some of you have been waiting to hear this story. We can't wait to tell it to you. But tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from, before we get into the big cool story.
My name is Mike Bruning. This is my wife, Sandra. I work at a Nissan store. We're from Los Angeles. We live in the Pasadena area. And my wife she's a general sales manager for Toyota of Pasadena. I've been in the business for a long time. I worked at Nissan 32 years ago. We actually did work together. At one time, a very large Nissan store in Los Angeles for about 8 years. I worked from there. I went to Mercedes-Benz, Toyota, and General Motors. So I've been around a few different places. All the chairs in the dealership.
Oh, yeah.
Every chair, GSM, GM, all those things. And business has been awesome. And my wife, we're a car family.
Yeah.
It's very interesting at our house.
I bet it is.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, and I'm Sandra Bruning, General Sales Manager, as Mike has said, at Toyota Pasadena. Very small town, but diversified, definitely. Spanish community, Asian community.
It's like our kind of place, right?
Chris? Sounds like the perfect room right there.
Absolutely, where everybody comes, the huge melting pot. And just grateful to be here. It's been exciting. Yeah, very nice to meet you guys.
Pleasure to meet you, too. And to talk about working at all the different brands that you've been with and to get the position that you're at in Pasadena. She says a small town, but man, it's a beautiful town and it is very diversified there. That whole region of the country is beautiful, right? And sure, the people are there, but you get to sell Toyotas in the area and that's a very hot product there. So tell people a little bit about what it's like using a product like DriveCentric there in a town like Pasadena. How's it been able to help you?
It's really been a huge transformation. I want to call it a facelift of how we're communicating with customers today. We're all really needing to connect to our customers the way that our customers are communicating with their people. It's all through social media. It's all engagement. It's real time. It's videos. It's the posts of where you're at and who you're with. And DriveCentric really brings it together in such a unique way in being able to communicate like you would with your family and friends. And it's all done in a central hub. You can do it off of your phone. You could do it while you're out on the point. It's really just changed the way that the base used to be able to communicate with customers.
Hey dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
I love that. And the being on point and being able to communicate with customers all at the same time and be able to take care of your task, what's the excuse now, right? You know what I'm saying? You could literally be out there. I'm catching up if I see one, but in between, I'm going to do this phone calls. I'm going to do this. I'm going to send out my message. I'm going to send out my gifts. I'm going to send out everything. And I'm going to have fun. I'm going to knock it all out and be ready. And now I feel fresh. You're good. I don't got no alerts coming up. All the little like dot things. No messages. I'm free. I did my job today. And there's a great satisfying feeling you have when you can leave the day knowing I did all my tasks and I did everything I could today to be the best I could today. And when you know that, it's great. And this tool does that for you. And I'm sure it's the same thing at your store. Since you guys have been using it, it's been doing a similar
effect. Yeah, our store, we've been on DriveCentric for many, many years. And it's a great tool. I love to see the development of all the tools. Last night, we were talking with a lot of the DriveCentric people. They're very excited about all the new things that are coming out. The dawn of the video age, right? Mm-hmm. All the communicative tools, all the way that the salespeople can communicate.
That's right.
And all the technology. So it's just a fabulous product. Amazing, amazing.
The fusion of the product is always contingent on being good people that it's fusing, right? Or good people that are operating it and educated mm-hmm. on what they have in their hands. Because this is a lot of a magic bullet. There is a big magic bullet inside of DriveCentric. And each of you are gunslingers of those magic bullets. And then at the end of the night, is there ever a time you guys are like, hey, guess what I found out on Drive? And you're talking about a completely different situation at the store and like bringing it home with you. And it's, oh, this is what I learned at our competing dealership, everybody. Does that ever find its way inside of the conversation at home?
Oh, for sure. The conversation really starts at the beginning of the day and it ends at home with the things that we've learned, things that we've picked up on. And one of the things, a CRM is really a CRM. There really isn't anything special. It keeps track of your customers. When Mike shared with me, you know what, you have to try this out. This is really going to change the way that your salespeople are doing things. It really became the mission to try to get DriveCentric into our store. And it definitely has made a big difference in how we communicate, how we're reaching the people. The conversations will start in the morning, come home at the end of the evening. He'll share what one of his salespersons was able to achieve, and I bring it in the next day. So we're constantly feeding off of each other as to how we can improve and take it to the next level.
Wow, I love that. That's collaboration, even in two different organizations. And what I love about that is that's because we want to perform for our clients in the market better. There's plenty of efficiency for all of us, right? And it's the same thing. Even when I look as a vendor, there's plenty of dealers for all of us. We can all do well. If we all have good intentions, we should all thrive. And I think that the better experience that each dealership gives, the more likely the customers are going to land somewhere and buy instead of shopping around because they're like, this place sucks, this place sucks, this place sucks. Instead of being like, no, this place is great. Now they start to build confidence. And over time, when confidence is built, all of a sudden the sales process goes even easier for people. It's not a process of like their guard up anymore. They're like, no. Everyone around here has been so kind. They communicate with us at our level. They do. So it's okay if everyone's using it because that's going to make customers buy more. They're not going to be scared and go shop another part of the country and have it shipped to their house. They're going to go walk into your store and they're going to be like, thank you. You guys are great around here. So I'm cool with that. And that's how I've always been. I know people think I'm weird. They could be literally next door to me. I'll tell them everything. Because for one, when you could take a, you could lead a horse to water. It doesn't mean they're going to drink it. That's number one. But at least I brought them to water. Right.
Weird is good.
Right. Exactly. Right. It is.
Extra is good.
I agree. 100%. 100%.
People can get information quickly today, right?
Yeah.
You can get in touch with the right person. You can get the right information that you want. And realistically, just being able to, like you said, to serve the client, be able to give them what they're looking for, to give it to them efficiently, it really also makes our jobs much easier as well. It breaks down a lot of that uncertainty. It makes it a lot going when you can educate and answer questions and help communicate in a way that's efficient, fast.
Hey.
And it's as easy as picking up your phone, shooting a video. You can get a text. You can get information. It really makes the process so much quicker that it's even more efficient on the business side of it.
Yes.
Because you don't have to spend as much time dealing with a lot of formalities, per se.
Amen to that.
What it does as well. So it makes it. And the efficiency, whenever you're efficient in a business, you're going to be able to make, you're going to make a more profitable business. But eventually, in the end, you're really going to be able to serve your client.
That's it. Right?
And move on. And that's all on the money. Because taking all of that technology, it is. One, it's always the service of the client. If we're not serving the client, we don't have a business, right? There's no exchange of anything. That doesn't happen. But moving the conversation into a point of familiarity where it's not even a question for the customer to say yes to the options presented to them if it suits them. Mm-hmm. Using our technology and our communication, right? Using it in a way where our videos help us understand who we're looking at. What do they act like? What are they dressed like? Where am I going to go? How am I going to park? Right? All of the things that we're consuming as a people in information.
Hey, dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you. From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com. Back to the show.
Connecting to them with the same tools that we have now that we are participating with. Salespeople, you're participating with them all the time, right? They're watching videos because we all watch a lot of videos.
Right. Oh,
but
sure.
Us taking that time to say, here's the familiarity of me here so that you're not apprehensive. You're ready to keep moving to the next level because now a customer can, for the most part, see behind the veil of anything they want to know about in just about anything else there is out there. YouTube has opened the curtain for a lot of people to see behind. Everybody's a doctor now, sure, right? Everybody's right. A mechanic.
Yeah, that's what she says too, right? Hey, hon, can you fix the doorbell? I'm not an electrician, babe. Just YouTube that.
That's right. Just YouTube that. I got it right here. Video, yeah. I just sent it to you.
You know, think about where we started back in the late 90s. When I got into the car business, we used to carry a portfolio that had a notebook in it.
Sure.
And created the Nifty 50 list, right? Write down your friends' names and phone numbers and reach out to them.
Oh, yeah.
And you carried that little folder with you everywhere you went. And who am I trying to get a hold of? Now, really, the technology is exactly where we're at, right? You think that you have a big problem. How do we fix that doorbell? How do we get a hold of that customer? Everything is all done through the app. So no matter where you're at, who you're with, I'm out in STL. And guess what? I've been logging in through my phone, looking at the tasks, what's going on, what's not being handled.
Bing, bing, bing. Yeah. And you can still jump into the conversation. You can be on the show right now answering the customer and be like, what time is it?
Literally.
Right?
What's going on with this? And then boom, boom, boom. Hey, we're good. It's powerful. And using these tools and being educated and with education at the way it is, let's use it. Let's
it's
be
no
smart
longer
with it.
Complicated.
It's not. It's we're the only thing complicating it is stubbornness.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's stubbornness is what's complicating it. Is that say, hey, I don't need that. No, it's not that you need it. It's that it helps you. Why not allow yourself to free yourself up of all this clutter? Like you said, I love you talk about the portfolio. I used to have highlighters for people that were still hot leads, that were
That's
cold
right.
leads, that were dead leads. I had all that stuff sold, all those things, and you would have to go through and. All the next thing you know, you have to shift everything over. Now it's all bing. It could be alerted. You could, if you have your earbuds in, it'll tell you. It's crazy, like what you can do, and you can communicate right there, literally be an STL and still be able to call and make sure your leads are being handled. Period. You could be a sales pro on vacation, which I don't recommend. Take your time off. But I know how I was too. I still, when I leave, I'm still looking at all my stuff, right? I couldn't help it. I just check in real quick.
Okay, but even on vacation, you can sit there and send the quick message to all of your people and just saying, hey, I'm thinking about all of my fans that have purchased cars from me. You can send them that message of you enjoying the beach because you're still a person and you want them to cheer you on, right?
Sure,
you can still share that. Be right there inside.
I'll be back on this to make sure you're satisfied. But until then, go see Lou. He'll be at
the
dealership.
Where are you going this summer? Where are you going this
summer? Have fun with it all. Get crazy with the videos.
Get engagement. And that's the primary thing that we're always looking for, right? It's not so much that we're just throwing messages to the wall. The car business has been a lot of, let's stick it and see what sticks. Let's just throw it. Let's just see what gets up there and stays. And then we saw, okay, there's more ways to refine this. We can get like fine-tuned. Whoa, we can get, what information can we have access to? But when we start to figure out how to fine-tune our salesmanship, then we start to really save ourselves time, which helps us save customers' time, which helps everybody save money. Right. But inside of that, it also saves the friction. It saves the headache. right? We're not drudging doing the job for people, and people aren't drudging going through the process with us because it's genuinely fun. And you all obviously have a fun dynamic amongst you all. And you've been lighting up the area since you've been here. And it's really fun to be able to watch.
See that people are drawn to you all, and that's something special. That's a gift.
You know, the funny thing is what you just said, right, about people looking behind the veil, right? You look behind the curtain, but you try to see the wizard, like, where's the wizard? Where's the wizard? Really, there's not much behind the veil, right? It's not really much what it is. We talk a lot about, like, just removing the indecision or removing the uncertainty.
Right.
That's the biggest thing.
When you remove uncertainty, whether you're removing the uncertainty from the client or you're removing uncertainty for the people that your teammates are and things like that, when people just say, hey, that it's pretty logical. It's just pretty really straightforward. So it's really, we call it just like get out of the way.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
Like the customer wants to buy a car and then we're standing in the way with all this other stuff and all this uncertainty and all this stuff. There's no wizard back there, you know, it's just whatever. And just you remove the uncertainty. We like to have a really good time with it. We like to have fun.
Absolutely.
We just bring it home a lot.
Yeah.
We bring it home, and a lot of the craziest sales meetings are in the bedroom, right?
I bet.
Something out of control like that. But the good thing is that we understand each other. A lot of major decisions going on. What are we doing with this? And what are we going to do with that? And what about this? And what about
to have that and have the trust of knowing that the other person will give you advice that's nothing but to help you, right? And then she has a different perspective than you do because where she's at, and then she'll see something and she can.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
FixOps Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
I love that you shared DriveCentric with her and she was able to implement that in her store and be able to create better environment for everybody and vice versa. I'm sure there's more than just DriveCentric.
Oh, it's all kinds of crazy.
I'm sure she is giving you things that you've taken back and you've done. And that's why it's important that we do that. But I love the automotive industry so much because it breeds people like you all, like solutionaries out there, really making a change and doing with grace and with an energy, like I said, that is just so contagious. Everybody wants to be around it. So it's amazing.
You know, the great thing is that it's just everything is evolving, right? Especially when you talk about technology. What was yesterday is not today, and tomorrow there's going to be something different.
Light years ahead already.
You already see what's going on a lot today. We're talking about AI, all the exciting things that can go on, all the different the people. So the great thing is that you never arrive. Right.
That's right.
The journey is just constant. Right. There's no end.
Right there to climb.
You're just going
to
keep going and doing the things for us. For me, as I can say, and I'm pretty sure for her as well, she'll let you know real quick, is that it's just the journey just gets better and better. The new things that just keep coming, it just becomes more fulfilling. The relationships that you have become more satisfying and all of those things. And like you said, it just comes from the love.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from all those people.
That's what it takes.
That. And realistically for us, for me, for her, it's seeing everybody else win. When you see other people winning, we were talking last night at the game, right? Like how you guys met, your story, how you got into the business and all of the things, the commonality. And you talk a lot about the emotion and the love, the excitement of the game last night, all the people that were there.
What a game.
All those things. You look at all those common emotions and all of those things. And really, there is not an amount of money that you're going to get from that satisfaction, you know, and all of those things. It's all the relationships and all the love that you have in those things. So the evolution of that. And seeing, I want everybody to win. We were talking last night. I was telling her, we were walking back across the street the other time. I'm like, man, those guys' story is amazing. It's so cool how they got together.
So
they're
nice,
pursuing their passion and the things that they love. It's just an amazing thing. There's no amount of money that can be spent that can make that in the journey, the people that you meet, and your journey along the way. And that's, even for us, that's what's fulfilling, to come and meet people, share stories, hear their stories.
That's so kind.
And all that. It's just, it's an awesome thing.
Because that's the value. That's the richness.
That's the real value
of meeting people, feeling their stories. And your story is awesome. We love hearing how piecing it together. But car gals, this is automotive. There's a lot of great opportunity here. And nobody is strapped to what it is that they're doing. And when you get that focus of what it is that you want to do, you can do anything. This is why we teach everybody to forget focus, fly, so that you can keep growing, so that you can keep going to what it is you want to aim at. And I know that you all probably walk out of the door sometimes getting ready to and going to your store with this angst of, oh my goodness, I saw the eye of the tiger in him today. We need everybody get on the phone because they're going to be heated up over there. Something's going to go down. They're going to be, you leave there. Oh man, they're going to have a day. We better get working. Everybody, listen, this is our game plan because I seen her and she is fired up. They're about to be selling, calling all your customers. But I can see that competition, that level of raising it up because you see the fire in each other. And that's just awesome as the car guys to be able to see that and see the dynamic. I can't think of any time that we've had the chance to have competing spouses on the floor, let alone at all. The only ones that we've ever known.
They're in the same. They're either the same story, both in leadership positions in some cases, but never two competing stores.
My man, we were in the same store, man. I don't like.
No, I hear you on that.
It's easier when we're not, brother. It's easier when we're not.
See, that is called living life
wisdom.
That's called living life wisdom.
That was okay, hon. I think that was pretty good, but let's try something else.
But that's great that you all know that. It's amazing.
At the end of the day, we all want to be part of that winning feeling, part of that growing and learning. And when we speak of the experiences, the win with St. Louis and the extra innings.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to m1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
m1-data.com. Let's brew!
Come on now. Back to the show.
That's really what the car business is all about, is going the extra mile, doing the extra miles, putting it together, piecing that story, and sending it out there, feeling the vibration that makes you go. The customer, the like, wants to feel the excitement that you're experiencing,
right,
and that they will experience with their salesperson or with the vehicle that they're going to be getting into. And being able to piece it together and housing it all in what we've all become addicted to is our handheld devices.
That's right.
Has really done a big deal for us. Yeah. Wow. Drive centric. Let's go home.
Wow. She's like, Mike dropping it. She's ready to walk across that stage and just tell how it is. You both are exquisite speakers, and you guys are able to emote very well with your words. So I appreciate you all coming on the show to emote the way you have and the way that you guys are sharing your energy with people. And that's why you guys are, you see everyone just get drawn to you. It's something special, and I'm glad that you're at stores and bringing that energy in those stores. It's important that our sales staff, the future generations of car people and buyers, get to see that leadership inside those stores are bringing that type of love.
It's like an art, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like an art. The guys, you can probably remember your first days when you were there and all like the good stuff, the bad stuff, the crazy stuff, whatever they
do.
But it forms who you are, right?
Yeah.
It forms who you are. You get a bunch of car guys together telling stories for hours and hours, right? And you remember all of those things, but you really remember all the great things that it does for you. When you're talking about a career, personally, I chose the career. I said, this is what I want to do.
Awesome.
This is what I want to do when I'm older, when I die. I want to do things on my own terms. And it's a great business, man. It is a great business. You know, you meet so many cool people.
Mm-hmm. You meet all the walks of life.
All kinds of crazy. She's amazing with her clients. She's had clients follow her for years and years.
Yeah.
And they don't know. They all they know is this is the number that I call when I need to bring
any car issue. This is who I talk to right here. Period. This is who I talk to. And that's important. That's something that is it's so hard to find that people naturally. It can be taught, but when you have it inside you naturally, and then you can also be taught other things, you're dangerous just like she is. And that's something that is, I shouldn't say dangerous, but yeah, it's dangerous. Because it's a good thing. And I mean that in the most amazing way, is that that's powerful. And when you can see that in somebody, there's a reason why you were attracted to each other, right? And there's a reason why you're married and you call each other Mr. and Mrs., right? And that's something that I think that we need more of in this industry. I swear my wife would be phenomenal too. I say this all the time, babe, you are the best at pulling truth out of people. She can really read between lines extremely well, and she's just so analytical when it comes to things. And when because of the way she is, I just know she would be phenomenal. But at the same time, she's happy. She does what she loves right now. And we've got plenty of black folks.
And that's so what it's all about.
Yeah.
Do what you love.
But everybody's a salesperson, right?
Hey,
so everybody, it really does. Absolutely. There's some sort of business in anything that absolutely. You do, right? It doesn't really matter what you do. There's a business side of everything, mm-hmm. whether you're at home, mm-hmm. whether you're a painter, there's a business side of everything, right? If you have too many minuses and not enough pluses, your business is not going to go that well, right?
Yep.
It doesn't matter what at all. It carries us. It carries into all other parts of our lives as well, right? And to our children and things like that. So it's just a great lesson of life, right? So every day that you go to work, or I don't even really look at it as going to work. You really you just go and you're like, man, you don't know who you're going to run into today or what's going to happen. Or, man, I hope I get something like a little bit wilder or whatever. Just because you want something to do, right? Like, who are you going to run into?
I want the adrenaline rush today. Let's go.
Like, what's going to be, right? So you put all those things in your experience box about the way that you are. But everybody, you see, when we met, I was in the business. She was in the business. I couldn't keep her out of the business.
Right.
I tried to keep her out of the business. But she saw the excitement. She saw everything that was going on. And it is a exciting business. It's great. And it's a lot of great people that you work with. And she was drawn to it. And she's been crazily successful doing the things that she wants to do. With both of us, it makes us both stronger together as partners.
Absolutely.
I understand what she's going through. She understands what I'm going through. We can support each other professionally.
That's so awesome.
And you have the ability to say, hey, I understand what you're going through. I know what you're going through. This is only a temporary stage right now. Your emotion might be up here right now.
Right.
But it's going to come here, and then it's going to be there, and we talk it out, and she talks me through things. And it's almost like a level of sharing that's like a little bit more developed because of the understanding,
right?
And it's the give and take and all of those things that we all understand. So it's taught a lot of life lessons through all the years that we've been there too as well.
Life lessons, as many as I'm sure there are, nonstop. One thing that I'm very sure is there's probably a lot of people that look into your life thinking you guys are like Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Right? You guys are these trained assassins in this industry, making things happen. You know what I mean? And bringing that home and at the same time, flourishing something and showing one that it can be done. So one, we celebrate successful marriages in this industry because we need to see more of that. We need to lead the way, and we need to show that our families don't need to be sacrificed on the altar of our careers.
Right.
You know what I mean? That we keep each other together. But with that we can do it fun. We can do it competitive as all get out and actually do it really successful and get those life lessons. And speaking of life lessons, and especially with the married couple, there's always the opportunities to drop F-bombs, whether they're in the bedroom or they're on the lot, right?
What we
try to make sure to do is to not drop the F-bombs that offend the moms, okay?
Yeah,
so we make sure to teach how to forgive, to focus, and to fly,
awesome.
So that we can keep growing. Yeah. Now, it does have those moves just
that's
like that.
That's
so we're going to sound off with that, okay? We're going to aim over at the camera over there. We're going to say it loud
today.
And proud.
Hands
okay?
on your shoulders.
Hands on the shoulders.
On the count of three. One, two, three, forgive,
focus,
fly, and keep growing.
That's woo. Right, everybody. Those are the life lessons we want to make sure that get out to all of you solutionaries. If you have enjoyed your time listening, whether this is live or on the replay, please make sure that you blow them up. Check them out. And they're taking the message of forgive, focus, fly all the way to Cali, everybody. So we are going coast to coast over
West
here
coast.
At Drive Centric. In St. Louis, we are having some fun with the one, the only, Mike and Sandra Rudy. Thank you, everybody. I'm Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Fred Lenard, subprime hero.
And you've been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. We will see you on the next episode, everybody. Say goodbye.
Stay tuned. We'll be back soon.